Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Time for the 49ers Rush Podcast. And here's your host, John Chapman.
What is going on, faithful? It's great to be with you guys. It's Wednesday, the 22nd. This is episode 1317. And we've got some new Robert Saleh news. Not good. Going to talk about that. We're going to touch a little bit on Mel Kiper's mock draft, his first one that he just put out. And then the majority of this episode, again, just dealing in these hypotheticals and trying to see what is available in certain situations. We're going to do a full seven-round mock draft where we trade back. We did one where we jumped up for Mason Graham. You can go check that. That was the last mock draft we did. We've done several where we sat still at 11. I created a scenario where I think a trade back situation could be advantageous for the 49ers and kind of what that would look like. Again, does this mean what we think will happen or any of that? No. We're trying to paint as many pictures and as many realities as possible for what the 49ers will be facing whenever it comes time to pick number 11 on the board. That's what we got. I want to say thank you to all the hashtag CCs. You guys are the best. What's up, Bucky Boy? Appreciate you guys. All the CCs. You guys are the best there is. Right here, Randall Dude here says, I see John Chapman live. I click it. I don't think about it. Man, much appreciated. And for all those that listen just audio only or watch later, I just want to say thank you guys so much. The lifeblood of the 49ers Rush. You guys are the best there is. We're going to come back to that comment in a second, John. Bro Montana, appreciate the super chat. Who would you not want division rivals drafting? Man, one of the worst things about creating your own big board and falling in love with these players, we call them Rush Crush players on this show, right? Is they're bound to go to other teams. And whenever I see like Clay Kubiak or Clint Kubiak being a finalist for the Seattle, you know, Seahawks OC, I hate that. I really, really do, because it's just like, ah. And there's just certain guys that I just do not want to play against. Now, a lot of them are because I'm a Longhorn fan. I hate that. When they got Byron Murphy, I was pissed. But, man, I'm gonna go John A. Barron, who I don't think is going to be in a spot for the 49ers to draft. I think he's gone before our second round pick. Cornerback out of Texas, Jim Thorpe Award winner. Dude is just a baller. I do not want to play against him. He's physical. He plays everywhere. He can play free safety, strong safety, slot, outside corner. John A. Barron is the first name that comes to mind. And I don't think there's going to be a spot for the 49ers to draft him. I think 11's too rich. I think he goes back into the 20s, early 30s. And man, I hope he don't go to the Rams. That's all I say. Having said that, now he's probably going to go to the Rams. What's up, Coach? How we doing, man? We got Steve Brule in the house. What's up, Steven? NY Niners. I love it. So here we go, John. Appreciate this comment earlier. Here's the newest news with Robert Saleh. There's down to three finalists for the Jaguars head coaching job. They've had three guys brought back in for second in-person interviews. Liam Cohen, Robert Saleh, and then the other, I pulled off the name there, but it was the Raiders DC is the other one that's in there. So Liam Cohen was in for today, his second interview, and pulled his name. And I think there's two reasons for that. Number one is Trent Baalke. Nobody wants to work with Trent Baalke. And number two is I think he got a big raise to stay as the offensive coordinator for the Bucs, and I think he'll be kind of the top name. He's following the Ben Johnson plan where you stir up some interest, you turn down, you go back, and then next year I think he'll be one of the top head coaching candidates at Liam Cohen. But now it's down to two. It's down to two guys for the Jags job, and I think Robert Saleh has to be the favorite. Does that mean he'll get it? No, it doesn't. No, it doesn't at all. But, yeah, Patrick Graham, that was the other. Raiders defensive coordinator Patrick Graham and Robert Saleh, both DCs, are finalists. So you've got, you know, the two interviews that are set up. Patrick Graham's interviewing in person Thursday, and then Robert Saleh's interviewing in person Friday. And whenever I started this 2 weeks ago, giving percentages on who I think the 49ers defensive coordinator is going to be, I had Robert Saleh at a 45% chance to be the Niners DC. Now it's down to 30%. And the whole reason why is Trent Baalke is going to screw us again. And now he's a 50-50 shot to get that job if he wants it. And right here, John, Saleh will hate it with Baalke, but hey, to each their own. Yeah, I hate it. I really, really do. Yeah, I don't like it. What's up? Ruth is in the house. What's going on? From Chicago, Rick is in the house. That's what he meant to say. Sorry about that. Will Johnson. You know, I don't think quarter's really a viable option. Top 10. I think Will Johnson goes early. I think he's the clear-cut number one corner. I think Abdul Carter's gone as well. I think those guys are gone. But, yeah, and so here, Mel Kiper did his first mock draft. And I want to pay respect, Mel. I mean, this industry doesn't exist without him. I don't think he's great at mock drafts. That's not really what he does. But, you know, he definitely puts in the work year-round on these guys. And so at his mock draft over on ESPN, go check it out. Abdul Carter, Mason Graham, both gone in the top five. He had Mikael Williams go number seven. That's one of the highest I've seen. I'm probably not as high on Mikael Williams as Mel Kiper is, but I do think Mikael Williams is a viable option at number 11. Will Campbell went 10. And Mel Kiper had us taking Kelvin Banks, my guy. That's the guy I want to land with the 49ers. He had us taking Kelvin Banks Jr., offensive tackle, out of Texas with that first pick. So, without further ado, let's dive in. Let's do this. It's time to have some fun. We're over on PFN, Pro Football Network's mock draft simulator today. And I already kind of, I wanted to fight to create this scenario where I did think that a mock draft was, or a trade back was acceptable. So that's kind of where we're at right now. And so let's go over what's happened. And again, I simulated, I think I did 12 to get this type of situation. So here's how the big board went. 1 Shedeur Sanders, 2 Cameron Ward, 3 Tet McMillan, 4 Abdul Carter, 5 Ashton Gentry, 6 Mason Graham, Malachi Starks, 7 Nick Skorton. Again, another guy that I really do think could be in the fold for that 49ers first round pick. He went 8, Mikael Williams 9, Travis Hunter 10. I don't see Travis Hunter falling that far, but here the 49ers are at 11. Now the corner, Will Johnson's there, James Pierce, Kelvin Banks, Luther Burden, Will Campbell, Tyler Warren. Like, there are just names on names on names. Josh Simmons, Walter Nolan, Kenneth Grant, Jonte Barron, Mike Green. Like, you're sitting there, and again, this isn't so much what I would do. It's what the possibility would look like if the Niners said, you know what? Let's gather some resources, and let's get some more dart throws. So that's where we're at. So we have 2 trade offers. The first one is the Washington Commanders, and that you got to trade back to pick 29 or maybe even later. Hopefully they keep winning, but we would get pick 29, 61, 79, and their second round pick next year. But that's dropping back 18 picks. That's a little too steep for me. The second draft trade I am interested in, and this is the Arizona Cardinals. Division trades do happen in the draft consistently. Not as likely as most other trades, but teams aren't as scared as they used to be of trading with division rivals in the draft. We would give up pick 11. They would get 16 and 47. Now, if we jump over to the Jimmy Johnson trade chart, it's kind of an overpay. And so I'm going to counter this trade because I want to keep it as realistic as possible. So to jump from 16 to 11 is a 250-point differential. The 47th pick is worth 430. So they're overpaying by a considerable amount. So I think we would have to do a kickback. I'm going to offer like a 130 pick, because again, I want this to be realistic as much as possible. So I'm going to be creating a trade. We're going to give up 11 and 137 for 16 and 47. So we're falling back five, but we're jumping up almost 90 pick, almost, not almost. We are jumping up 90 picks. And so we're going to get that second rounder. Now, ideally, I'd much rather fall back 3 to 4 spots, really 2 to 3 spots. Five is a little bit steep, but with the names I just mentioned, there's five guys that I would be more than happy with at pick 16. So that's why I want to look back and kind of see what's there. So I'm going to propose this trade.
It's playoff time, and it's now or never. Don't miss out on the last few weeks of football action with Prize Picks, the best place to win cash while you watch the playoffs. And Prize Picks is the best way to get action on sports in more than 30 states, including California, Texas, Georgia, and Florida. So sign up today with our code 49ers, 49ERS. Get $50 instantly when you play $5. You don't even need to win to receive the $50 bonus. It's guaranteed. So if you think Brock Purdy is going to throw for more than 1.5 touchdowns or Lamar Jackson 250 pass yards the following week, man, that's where it's at. And my favorite thing is it's just simple. You pick two players, more or less, and then you're golden. So download the app today and use code 49ers, 49ERS, to get $50 instantly. After you play your first $5 lineup, again, download the app today. Use code 49ers to get $50 instantly after you play your first game on Prize Picks. Run your game. It's a brand new year, and everybody has New Year's resolutions. Did you know only 8% of people stuck with their last year's New Year's resolution throughout the year? Well, who doesn't want to be better off financially? Well, here's the thing with Acorns. You go to there, Acorns makes it easy to start automatically saving and investing so your money has a chance to grow for you, your kids, your retirement, whatever your financial needs are. And here's the thing, you don't have to be an expert. Acorns will recommend a diversified portfolio that fits your goals. And you don't need to be rich. You can start with $5, even just your spare change, and they can round up your transactions. That's what I do personally. I've been using this same feature for at least 4 or 5 years now on Acorns. So whether you don't have time, you don't have a lot of money, it doesn't matter. This is where Acorns comes into effect for you because they help you get there. So head to acorns.com/49ers or download the Acorns app to start saving and investing for your future today. And I am proud to say that this episode is brought to you by Acorns. Paid client endorsement. Compensation provides incentive to positively promote Acorns. Tier 1 compensation provided. Investment involves risk. Acorns Advisors LLC, an SEC registered investment advisor. View important disclosures at acorn.com/49ers.
What is Dax, are you
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is what's most convenient for you. Care is being here when you need us. We're open evenings and weekends. Care is helping you save more. Most insurance plans and discount cards are accepted at your local Kroger Pharmacy. Care is saving you time by managing your prescriptions online. You can request refills, check order status, and more. Care is convenience that works for everyone. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Services and availability vary by location. Age and other restrictions may apply. For coverage, consult your health insurance company. Visit the pharmacy or our site for details.
Let's confirm this trade. They rejected the trade. So y'all going to be that stingy. I'm just going to go through it. I'm going to accept the trade. That's what's funny. There's so much wrong with mock draft simulators, but I love them. And so I'm just going to accept the trade they did. We're going to get an extra pick, which is a little ridiculous, but that's okay. You played yourself, Arizona Cardinals. You played yourself. Right here, NY Niners. If we trade back, say this with me, it'll make you feel great. Mim Boo. Wasn't that amazing? Yeah, there you go, man. NY Niners, he's helping us big time. Kawachipto says that trade would be a dream. I'd be totally Armand Membu, perfect. We'll have to see if he's available there. Right here, fall back into the early 20s, get Walter Nolan. But I would want a second-round pick. We got a second-round pick in that trade. I'm not going to trade back again. John, appreciate the super chat. Bears seem to be looking for same positions we are. Could be problematic. Yeah, no doubt about that. No doubt about that. They get a pick right before us. They get a pick right before. So I'm not going to trade back twice. I want to keep this realistic. I like the mock drafts that people send me where they traded back six times and traded up five times. Like, I love those, and they're fun. But I don't think that they're the most accurate. And so I want to constantly just work on, hey, we're trying to keep this accurate, as realistic as possible. Okay? So the Cardinals traded up for us. They took James Pierce Jr. Siobhan Reville went to the Cowboys. Colston Loveland, Will Johnson, Luther Burden gone. So now we're on the clock at 16, and man, I could not be happier. Kelvin Banks Jr. still there. Will Campbell still there. Tyler Warren still there. Shoot, man. Josh Simmons still there. Walter Nolan still there. Now, and this, again, is a problem because we're 15 picks through the draft. Not one offensive tackle has been picked. That crap ain't happening. That's not happening. It's not going to happen that way at all. And so, you know, I want to take Kelvin Banks here. Very similar. I'd take him at 11 and be happy. So I'm going to eliminate my top pick to make it as realistic as possible. And I'm cheating here. So Kelvin Banks is not available in my board. That's too boring. That's too cheating. So we got Amika Ukuba, Will Campbell, Tyler Warren, Cameron Williams, Derek Harmon, Josh Simmons, Walter Nolan. I mean, there's some Mike Green. And so I'm sitting here saying Will Campbell's probably the top player on my board. The Tyler Warren pick's fun. I like Derek Harmon, and I like Walter Nolan. I don't know, man. I'm kind of struggling. Part of me thinks I'm just going Will Campbell here. I want offensive line. I really, really, really do. And yeah, I mean, we can look at no offensive tackles have gone. And so we look at the offensive tackle. Everybody's still there. I think we're going to be able to wait to get kind of what I want there. Yeah, right here. The problem with this strategy is if you get four prospects you like still available at 16, in real life, you trade back again. I agree. I do agree there. But I don't want this being one of those just we get three first rounders, because every mock draft simulator has its issues and it's going to change. But this is a pre-combine mock on top of that. I'm with you guys, Dan Case. I'm going Will Campbell. I'd go Campbell right here. Their simulators are not realistic. Yeah, I mean, there's always issues. There's no doubt. There's always issues. But it's a fun exercise. I'm taking Will Campbell offensive. I would take Kelvin Banks, but I deleted him from our player pool. So I'm taking Will Campbell there. Now, I'm sitting here. And again, usually whenever I trade back, I love trading back up. Tyler Warren went after us. I'm going to keep watching. Kelvin Banks finally off the board. Josh Simmons. Here goes all of the different offensive tackles off the board. Walter Nolan's gone. Of course, he went to the Kansas City Chiefs. That's a great pick. Man, Kenneth Grant's gone. Derek, I was waiting for one of the defensive tackles. Now, Tyreek Williams is still there. But, you know, with where we're picking 43 and 47. I'm going to let it ride. I'm going to let it ride. Jihad Campbell, Mike Green's gone. Jody Barron's gone. That hurts. Let's see. Mimbu's gone. Tyleek's gone. Amos gone. Trey Harris gone. Wyatt Millam's gone. JT, that was one of the guys I wanted. JT. So we got a couple more trades. I don't want to do the double trade down. Let's just see. Philly, we could drop back 20 spots and get their second rounder next year. Maybe. That might be worth it. But let's see what's there, because I think we've got some options. Yeah, we do. There's too many damn good players in this draft. So we're picking 43, 47. We're going to get two of these cats. Here's the big board. Xavier Watts, safety, Notre Dame. I think it's a little rich to take a safety, but man, he would fit that free safety role for us so well. Shamar Stewart. Think that Landon Jackson. I love Landon Jackson. Princely Umon Mielen. Josh Connerly. We already got our tackle. Deion Walker, Kentucky defensive tackle. We got our tackle. Jackson Dart. No, Donovan Jackson. We got Donovan Jackson upped his draft stock. Last seven games filled in for Josh Simmons after he tore his ACL. Was incredible in the playoff stretch at offensive tackle. I think Donovan Jackson might be one of the most versatile offensive linemen. And a lot of people would have thought he was a guard, but not after the last seven games. I think he's going to shoot up. Jack Sawyer, that's 100% a chance. Marcus Imbeau. There's Imbeau and Imbeau. We're talking about the Purdue guy. Marcus Imbeau is available, but we got our tackle. Kyle Kennard, Quinson Judkins, not taking a running back. And so, man, I'm sitting here looking at this, and I'm like, all right, we got to get two. I like the edge players. There's three edge guys I'd be happy with. Shamar Stewart, I like him less than Landon Jackson and Prince Liumon Mielen. But, man, Xavier Watts. Is there anybody here that's like, gosh, talk about a difference maker and somebody that we could go get that could actually be kind of that free safety mold? Xavier Watts, safety out of Notre Dame, 6'2", 203, exact pedigree, height, weight, everything that the 49ers love. He's got 2,000 snaps. Dude's played some football. Experience, he's a level 7 amongst the safeties. 900 free safety snaps in his career, almost half. He's played at that role. Coverage grade, 88.9. I mean, his quarterback allowed is a 33. This is a coverage guy that has a 77 tackle grade that just fits what we want. Versatility is 9. He's 500 slots as a nickel corner, 40 snaps as an outside corner, 900-plus free safety snaps, 600-plus strong. This would be a true free safety. And yeah, Watts is a dream, but safeties fall. And because we did that trade back, I would never consider this pick if not for dropping back in the first. But because we did and we got that extra second round pick, I'm sitting here and, you know, for all the people that are always like, best player available. Man, he's the top ranked player on their board, Pro Football Network. And I'm just like, man. It kind of makes a little bit of sense. Yeah, we need to see his 40. This is pre-combine. We don't know what that is. After we got what we got from Huff and Brown this year, safety is higher on the list than most. I agree there. Cowachipto, yeah, Watts 40 time will make or break him, but he looks for four. He looks fast. We have 4.6 safeties. If he's a 4.5, I think it docks him a little bit, but if he's a 4.4, so I'm going to be crazy. Let's get weird. This is not a luxury pick because I think he starts, but it's not a premium position pick. This is more of a need. Niners do that all the time. And, man, just an absolute baller. So I'm taking Xavier Watts. I did not expect this, but you tell me we walk out of this draft. Oh, I'm going to hide these. And we got Will Campbell, offensive tackle, LSU. We got Xavier Watts, safety, Notre Dame. I'm not mad. Not mad at all. Judkins, Restrepo, and Donovan Isiraku went after that. So now we're back on the board. Let's see what the trade offers are. Let's just have some fun. Ooh, we have pick 47. So we would give up our pick 47 and next year 6. We're sending a future pick to the Lions for pick 60, but next year's 3rd. We suck with 3rd round picks. Fall back 13 and upgrade from a 6 to a 3rd. Ooh, that's a little tempting. Okay, we've got, this is much better trade. Good Lord. Seattle Seahawks, drop back 3 picks and pick up a 3rd round pick next year. That's not realistic. I'm not going to do those. We're going to pick here. All 3 of my edge guys are there. Shamar Stewart, Landon Jackson, Princely Umon Mielen. Defensive tackle, Deion Walker from Kentucky. I think it's down to those 4. Jack Sawyer's in there, too. But let's go through the edge players. I want to paint a picture that says, okay, let's pick an edge or let's pick a defensive tackle, okay? So let's go to our boy Shamar Stewart, 6'6", 290. This is Eric Armstead, Quiddy Pay, kind of this hybrid freak athlete, 21 years old, only 1,200 snaps, so that's definitely on the low list, about average for defensive tackles, defensive ends. You know, he was an outside edge rusher for A&M and just a solid power, size, versatility, explosiveness, show speed to power, great first step, high motor guy, fun player, not a huge sack guy. Two sacks, three consecutive years in a row. This is a buck end type of guy that could step in. He can play some ball, no doubt about it. Now, Jack Sawyer, 6'5", 260, 23 years old, 1,600 plus snaps. He's an outside guy, pretty much only 23 years old. Motor, three down defender, leadership. Lower ceiling than probably all these guys. I think Landon Jackson, Shamar Stewart, Princely Umadmielen, way higher ceiling, but also lower floor. And I think Princely Umadmielen might have some character issues. That's going to factor into it as well. All those things. But Jack Sawyer, just a better football player than athlete. So good, way more productive. Seven sacks this year, eight sacks last year. Not as quality. He's pretty good. 88 run grade. He's good. The versatility's not there, though. Landon Jackson, 6'7", 280. Huge. Versatility, linked violence, can cross chip, turn over the corner versus the big man, plays the edge, change of direction, which is crazy for a guy that big. Pass rush repertoire is limited, but stack shed versus the run. And, I mean, he could kind of play seven sacks this year, seven sacks last year. He had four sacks in one game versus Alabama last year. I mean, he could play. He's a bigger Aiden Hutchinson type. That's kind of what he brings to the table. 88 run grade again. Good player. Good player. And Princely Umadmielen, talked about him a lot. He's your ultimate speed edge rusher. So here's what we got to do first. We got to pick one of these edge players to compete with our defensive tackle guy, because I think we're going D-line here. So I need you guys to put in the chat one of these names, and we'll see who gets the most votes. Shamar Stewart, Landon Jackson, Princely Umadmielen, or Jack Sawyer. Put one of those in there. Whatever you want to put in there, let's talk through those. Okay, here we go. We got some good ones. NY Niners, it's Umadmielen time. We got a Landon. Let's see here. Princely, put him opposite Bosa. Yeah, that would be nice. Kawachipta says, I take Princely, but if you like the upside, you can swing for Stewart, but he might be a bust. I think Stewart will, worst case, is kind of that Cleveland Farrell, buck in, strong, great against the run, not great against the pass type thing. Leon, I just heard the other day Princely has some character issues. That worries me. Yeah, we've got to figure that out. We'll dig into that, but we're not at that stage yet in our draft research. Right here, John, do you think Jackson is more a beneficial of a 3-4 end? For sure, he could, but he could also be that Eric Armstead role where you could play end early, kick him down inside. I think that Sawyer's the technician, high-floor guy. Yep, 100%. Princely. Jackson, probably the freak of the bunch. So Jackson, I think it's down to Princely Umadmielen. I think he's got the most votes. And I think he's what we need. He's pure speed. So now, okay, so we've made the decision. It's Princely Umadmielen. He had the most things right here, Alex. Princely, just so I can hear people try to pronounce it. Which would be good fun. Yeah, I've got the – we went through and we got the shout-out to the 49ers Rush draft team. We got the pronunciation guide down. Umadmielen. We got this one, which I can't pronounce better than anybody, but on that one, I got it. So now let's go look at our defensive tackle. Let's go to Deion Walker. Deion Walker out of Kentucky. 6'6", 344. That's a big man. Elite size, quickness, athleticism, plays too high. 1,800 plus snaps, 340 as a nose tackle, 850 as a defensive tackle, but he's got 500 plus in snaps. He's played all over the place. And you look at him, four sacks this year, eight sacks in 2023. Experience is a 9, versatility 7, because man, he's just got the length. He can play wherever he wants to. So now the question comes to, what do you do? Defensive tackle or defensive end? We're going one of those, Princely Umadmielen or Deion Walker. And again, I like this. Deion Walker's nickname is D1. I like that, which is spelled kind of D1. Get it? And he's D1 athlete. I like that. I like that. I mean, this guy, he could have went anywhere he wanted to do. Yeah, big. He's into real estate, which I do like that. So let's see here. Yeah, I'm not seeing anybody. Y'all got to help me out here. Got to help me out here. You guys got to go here. If not, I think the biggest need is defensive tackle. We went after Javon Kinlaw, who's like that 6'5", 340 guy. So there is a role for this. And I do think D1 would fit kind of what the 49ers want. But is he as prized a recruit as Princely? Right here, we've got a Princely. We've got Dave says DT before DE. Right, so the bigger need is defensive tackle. I think the better player is Princely. We already got our OT. We're not going Connolly again. I see him there. But, again, our picks so far, we got Will Campbell and Xavier Watts. We traded down. That's why we got this extra second rounder right here. Yeah, we got – we already went Connolly. Oh, Connerly. Yeah, he's offensive tackle. We already went him. So I got two for Deion Walker. Walker is a tough one to judge until the Senior Bowl due to his athletic. I'm going DT. We got more votes. I think it's the biggest need. And, man, you plug offensive tackle, you go get safety Xavier Watts, and then you got Deion Walker, D1. Walker, I love this draft so far. I am very, very happy with it. And, you know, you're kind of sitting there and you're just like, how likely is it that this will happen? Will Will Campbell fall that far? I doubt it. But if the other offensive tackle, Josh Simmons, tests out well with his ACL, I think he's going to go higher than a lot of people think because every team's going to want Josh Simmons. Kelvin Banks, I think he goes. So I think there is a possibility that Will Campbell could be that third or fourth tackle. And I think that could be a range there. Now, the 49ers, we're back on the clock, pick 75. I'm not going to trade down again. And look at this. Landon Johnson's still there. Landon Jackson. The edge guy is still there. Could he fall that far? Man, I doubt it. But golly, if he's still there, I'm sorry. Somebody's going to fall. And we're going to hear Kyle and John say something along the lines of, well, we were considering that player the second round, Kyle, and we were just shocked whenever he was still on the board. So, yeah, we kind of were just like, huh, we had to take. That's my terrible. I'm not good at impersonations. But the corniness factor with John Lynch, hopefully that came across. I like John Lynch, but he is corny. So I don't care. If this happened, I'm taking him. Landon Jackson, this is going to be an unbelievable draft. I'm just telling you right now. Will Campbell, Xavier Watts, D1 Walker, and Landon Jackson. Whew. Yeah, I'm liking it too much. And it's funny, you know, because whenever I like a draft this much, I'm just like, oh, it's not real. That couldn't be. That could not have happened, right? No way. Yeah, right here. Raj, he says, yeah, this would be a badass 49ers defense if we get those guys. I'd be psyched. And if you're one of those that's just like, this can't happen, you got to blame Pro Football Network. But we just cook it over here. And, you know, I wouldn't bet that it would fall this way. But if you are going to bet this weekend or the Super Bowl or the draft, you know where you got to go. It's win or go home for the NFL playoffs. And all roads lead to New Orleans. But here's the thing. Your chance to get in on every high-stakes moment along the way starts with MyBookie. MyBookie is the ultimate destination for bettors who want more. Whether you're backing the underdogs, riding with the favorites, every drive, every touchdown, every moment is an opportunity to win big. And you can kick off 2025 right. They have risk-free Thursdays. That's where you place a bet. And if it doesn't hit, MyBookie has your back. Dive into the Bet Boost tab to supercharge your picks and build that bankroll before the Super Bowl. And even when the games are over, the action doesn't stop with MyBookie's online casino. Blackjack, Baccarat, Roulette, Slots, it's all there whether you're celebrating a big win or you're gearing up for the next round. And if you haven't joined yet, Use promo code 49ERS49ERS on your first deposit. MyBookie will hook you up with an instant bonus because you deserve to start strong. Season isn't just about watching history unfold. It's about being part of it. Bet anything, anytime, anywhere, and I mean anywhere, with MyBookie. All right, look at Dan. He says, John, it's the time to get an ACL guy. You're a monster, Dan. You're a monster. Right here, Leon, where is Jay Higgins on the big board? I think he's kind of the next. Let's go check it out. Let's look at the linebacker spot. Jay Higgins, 109. He is available. This is our Iowa guy. And, yeah, I really like him a lot. 6'2", 230, 23 years old, 2,000-plus snaps. He's played all over it, 500 plus special team snaps. So like the amount that he brings to the table, even if you bring Brett Greenlaw, Higgins is a guy that you could get. And I mean, good Lord, special teams, worst case, third linebacker, worst case. And he could work into really whatever you want. Coverage grade is a 92.9. The idea of having these linebackers who can't cover, get that out of, I'm just done with it. Oh, what's up, Brian Carter? Mock draft season, let's go. Yeah. Was Gore the only ACL pick that hit? Oh, goodness. I'm sure there was somebody else just because there were so many, but I couldn't tell you who that is. Now, the big board, and again, this is pre-Senior Bowl, pre-Combine. Understand, Alfred Collins, I don't think has any chance of being there at 99. I love that player. Josiah Stewart, Shamar Turner. Let's see here. Cam Scataboo. I will say this is much more likely than the first round Cam Scataboo stuff I see on other whatever. Rod Moore, kind of free safety Michigan guy. Will Howard, Billy Bowman. Jay Higgins is sitting there, and it's just kind of a perfect fit. I do want to look at centers. We got Jared Wilson, Monheim, McLaughlin. Yeah, we got a lot of guys still on there. It looks like the only center that is gone is Majors. But, man, I'm sitting here, and I'm kind of with you guys. I think we're going Jay Higgins here, and I just like it, just building up this defense. We've already got Xavier Watts. We've got D1 Buchanan. We've got Landon Jackson. Let's get that linebacker. Now, corner is something that perhaps we waited a little too long on, but I can tell you this, the way this draft is shaking out, we are taking high upside scheme fits, best player available. All of those are sinking in. Xavier Watts, Deon Buchanan, Landon Jackson, Jay Higgins. I mean, the way this draft is going, I ain't mad. That's all I got to say. And so now we're back on the clock with pick 11. Let's see here. Center, Jared Wilson, Monheim, Gideon, Seth McLaughlin. Those guys are there. And, you know, let's talk Jared Wilson just a little bit. Georgia guy, 6'3", 210, 21 years old. You kind of look at what he's brought. Athleticism, leverage, great hands. Athleticism's off the charts. Really, really good player. Where does he fit? Where will teams see him? That's where it's going to be interesting. Missed two games this year. Not bad. He's on the Senior Bowl. That's going to be huge. Communication major. That's huge for a center. I like him. I haven't done a lot of film work on him. I like Monheim's versatility, but Jared Wilson's definitely in the mix. No doubt about that. Let's go check out corners. You got Igbenson, Ohio State, Hancock, Ohio State, Muhammad, Oregon, Quincy Riley. Ooh. Yeah, we've got a lot of those guys. Not liking that. I'm not taking a running back. I'm sorry. I know other people would love that pick, but I'm not doing that. Right here, Jared Wilson, super athletic, super smart center, great fit. I'm liking that. Let's check out tight end. Terrence Ferguson, Luke Lachey. Mitchell Evans, Brennan Stuhl, Hayes. Yeah, there's some good ones. Terrence, there's a lot of those. What's our next pick? 137. I'm going to wait on tight end. I like that one center, Jared Wilson. I do like that. And if this is the range where I want to look at centers. So we're going offensive center, interior offensive lineman. He could play guard as well. Jared Wilson, he's not my number one guy, but, you know, he's up there. And so we'll see. Terrence Ferguson went. Luke Lachey went. Yeah, we lost a lot of those tight ends. So now might be the time to go tight end. But we've got to tackle. And again, you look at just where we are. If it's not going to let me do that while it's scrolling. Sorry. My bad. I just got to wait. Got to be patient, coach. Uh-oh, did I mess it up? Resume draft. There we go. So here we are. We got back-to-back picks now. These are the fourth-round comp picks, one for Chase Young and one for Sam Darnold, which I love. But, man, we've got offensive tackle Will Campbell, center Jared Wilson. Those are the only offensive line positions that, you know, I think you get one tackle, one center, maybe one guard. That's kind of where we're at. This has been a defensive draft. Xavier Watts, safety. D1 Buchanan, defensive tackle. Landon Jackson, edge. I mean, we've got safety, DT, edge, linebacker, Jay Higgins. We got everything but a corner. Now I want to check out the tight ends. A lot of them are gone, and that hurts. But Mitchell Evans, you got 6'5", 260, Notre Dame. 22 years old, 1,300 plus snaps. Very versatile. One of the most versatile tight ends. He's got 800 plus inline snaps, 400 plus slot snaps, and 80 out wide snaps. He's played 10 extra offensive line tackle over things. So he was the backup behind Michael Mayer that kind of took over that role. I think he's a really good. He's very, very versatile. Very, very versatile. You got Brenningstuhl. Let's see here. Jake Brenningstuhl out of Clemson. Let me pronounce this correctly. Brenningstuhl. Sorry, again, better. We've got a pronunciation guide up. Brenningstuhl. 6'6", 240. Little bit of a smaller guy. Not height-wise, but weight-wise. 1,900 plus snaps. He's more of a slot guy, but man, he's played out wide too. He's a lot more of a receiving threat, so I'm going to stay away from him there. I'm going Mitchell Evans, tight end, Notre Dame. The big-bodied versatility, the blocker. I mean, he's used as an extra offensive lineman in Notre Dame goal line sets. I like that. Can split out, can do the slot, can do the move. Tight end, fullbacks piece, but I like him just because how big he is and he can block. Right here, Jay Shaw just jumped in. Hope the mock is going well. It's going very well. You look over here at what we got. Will Campbell, Xavier Watts, Deion Walker, Landon Jackson, Jay Higgins, Jared Wilson, Mitchell Evans. We have addressed pretty much every position besides cornerback. Now, I do have to admit, the cornerback position is by far one of my least well-versed so far into this. Jabbar Muhammad, 5'10", 183. That ain't going to work for me. Jordan Hancock, let's see what it says about him. 6'1", 195, Ohio State. Kind of fits what we want to do. Quincy Riley, 6', 195, 24 year. Okay. I'm liking this. Tackling grade's pretty terrible, though, for Quincy Riley. That's what I do not like. So, yeah, let's go with the 6'1", 195 guy, Jordan Hancock. I don't have draft notes on him yet. I got to add him in. But we're going cornerback. We're just addressing all these needs. I love it, man. The trade back is fun. We've got three picks left. What position have we not addressed? Offensively, we got a tackle. We got a center. We got a tight end. So we could use a running back. We could use a quarterback. You could use a wide receiver. Don't have to have those. You could use a guard. Don't have to have any of those. Defensively, we got a safety. We got a DT. We got an edge. We got a linebacker. We got a corner. We have drafted all three levels, both secondary spots. We got a linebacker. We got both defensive line spots. So now you get down here at pick 188, and it's just like, hey, you go do whatever it is you want to do. You want to double dip at a spot. You want to whatever. You want to just take a shot at something. Right here, JP, Triches. Yeah. I love it. Look at Jay Shaw says, wow, All these would be in my 1,000 plus box. Great choices, value at their location. Papa G says Hancock, too many penalties. Could also play safety. There we go. The other cornerback from Oregon is a better fit. Yeah. Need another defensive tackle. I'm not mad about that. Guard, not mad about that. So here we are. We're on the clock. Tonka Hemingway, all name team, defensive tackle, South Carolina. Trey Moore, Texas, versatile, kind of can play outside, inside. Johnny Walker. Oh, there we go. Blue label, Missouri. What? Ty Hamilton. There's a lot of DTs. Cooper Mays, the guard. Seth McLaughlin, the sitter, he's still there. They're really low on him. That's interesting to me. So, yeah, we've got a lot of guys. I think going after one of these defensive tackles makes a lot of sense. And, I mean, Tonka Hemingway, what a cool name. 6'3", 289. He's a slasher. Tough, quick, pass rush upside. 1,900-plus snaps. Experience is a 9. Versatility is a 6. I kind of like him. 5 sacks this year. Let's do it. Tonka Hemingway. I can get behind that. Defensive tackle. So you pair him with Deion. It ain't going to let me click on my picks thing. I got to do it before we get there. But now you got D1 Walker. Defensive tackle. So now we got 2 defensive tackles. And we've got both sizes. You've got the heavy dude that can kind of plug. And then you've got the slasher guy, which the Niners have those two. You got your plugger role and you got your slasher disruptor role. I'm not mad at that at all. So if we're going to double up anywhere, I think defensive tackle is probably one of those spots. Now, I don't want 3 of them. But, yeah, I want to stick with, we've got Tonka bust. Tonka's a bust, which is hard to say whenever you're getting somebody in the 6th round. But that's okay. Let's see here. We've got 2 picks. We're at 225. Let's check out quarterbacks. I want a big quarterback. We got Curtis Rourke, 6'5", 223. He's huge. Tyler Shough, Louisville. I think we took him last time. Riley Leonard, Notre Dame. Nah, I'm not the biggest fan. Brady Cook, Max Brosner, Gronowski, South Dakota State. I like that. A lot of these guys. But I'm going to go Curtis Rourke out of Indiana. Why not? I'm taking a height, weight, speed quarterback out of every draft, no matter what. Now we're back on the board. Last pick, J.J. Pegues is still there. I'm not taking that pick. That's ridiculous. That dude, we're still going over here. Okay. But he should have been gone. He should have been gone a long time ago. Deion Burks, good player. Lots of good guys still on the board here. One of my favorite things about doing so much draft research is you get a lot of these guys and it's like, oh, I like them. I like them. And every year, one or two of them falls to the undrafted free agent list. And man, it's always good times. Always good times. I love learning more about these guys. So this is the part I would not be upset about taking a running back, taking a wide receiver. I think we have one spot available. Jaquindon Jackson is there. And so, you know, what does he look like? 6'2", 235, Jaquindon, 23 years old. I mean, he's a big dude, 5.4 yards per carry. Why not? Let's get a running back. That way Kyle Shanahan doesn't hate our draft and, you know, turns me in for I don't know what he would do. But here's what we're walking away with. And I'm pumped. That's 11 picks because we did that trade back. This is pretty freaking solid. I ain't going to lie. It might be one of my favorite ones that we have done because you traded back. You got Will Campbell. I know there's somebody watching to go, that ain't happening. That's fine. If you replaced Will Campbell with Armand Mbeu, I don't think that lessens this draft. If you put Josh Connerly there, I don't think that it lessens this draft. Yeah, Will Campbell's high, but you know, whenever we started this, Kelvin Banks Jr. was still on the board at 16, and we said that's not realistic. One of them had to go. I'm higher on Banks. So Will Campbell, safety Xavier Watts, which we were able to take because we traded back. D1 Walker, defensive tackle, Kentucky. Landon Jackson, probably my favorite pick this draft. Getting him at 75. Will he fall that far? The lack of pass rush production. All those different types of things. But, man, he's just so freaking good. Actually, Landon, he's got good pass rush production. Jay Higgins, perfect fit. Linebacker, Iowa. Jared Wilson, center at 111. Mitchell Evans, tight end, Notre Dame. I think that'd be a good pick. Jordan Hancock, cornerback. I know some people not too high on him, but at pick 138, man, you're trying to find fits or high upside guys that are available. Tonka, the defensive tackle, South Carolina, 188. Curtis Rourke, quarterback project, and Jaquindon Jackson, running back, because Kyle Shanahan has to have one. Ah, man, that's a big one. That's a big one. No doubt about it. So there we go. Kawachipto says, I think Banks has a higher chance of being there than Campbell. I think Campbell does fit the power schemes better, for sure. Leon Sandcastle, appreciate you. He said, this phenomenal draft. I like it as well. Chad says, I like the positions, but not the names, players. Fair criticism. Jay Shaw, training back in the first, according to analytics, produces greater value for the Niners. There's no true offensive tackle aside from Simmons who has medical issues. Yeah, I think he is the truest. I agree. The tape says he's the most plug-and-play guy. I think so as well. Charles, just draft someone to take DFF's roster spot. Well, Jay Higgins could do that more, but we've had guys that could do what DFF does and more and not played them. So that's where that is. Oh, we got a Dynasty Super Flex question, which we don't get often. So, yeah, I'll play this. A little known fact, I started doing Dynasty stuff back in the day all the time, and I loved it, and I still am in Dynasty leagues. But he says this, Dynasty Superflex, 12-man, construction started. I tried getting this done before they were ramped up. Jordan Love at a 26-second or J.J. McCaffrey and Odunze. I'm taking Jordan Love in the second. I'm taking Jordan Love in the second. We don't even know if J.J. McCarthy is going to be starting. Take Jordan Love. Take Jordan Love. You know he's producing. That contract's guaranteed. He's not even that much older. I'm taking Jordan Love 100% there. But this has been a fun one. And as the hammers start banging behind my head, don't you love construction on a rental home? It's what it is. At least I got a place. I shouldn't be complaining. A lot of people lost their houses. Shout out to all those people. I know their lives are terrible, so apologize for my, not putting myself in my spot. That's what I should do. You guys are the best. This was fun. Hopefully, you guys enjoyed it. I'm going to take a couple days off. I'm taking the family up to the mountains for a day, and we will be back Saturday or Sunday. Saturday night, probably not. Probably Sunday morning will be our next live show, but until then, y'all are the absolute best, and as always, stay strong, faithful.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Joe Montana here. In my football days, I knew the importance of a strong defense. Now I'm sharing how you can help defend your health against pneumococcal pneumonia and invasive pneumococcal disease. Are you 50 or older like me? The CDC now recommends vaccination against pneumococcal disease. Even if you're healthy, your age puts you at increased risk and over six times greater risk of hospitalization with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults under 50. Schedule your appointment today at vaxassist.com.
Sponsored by Pfizer.